So this great creator God, he started with Adam and Eve. And then we get to the nations, then we get to Israel, then we get to the church, okay? So we'll start here. I don't want to... Can everybody see the map, the chart? Everybody can see it? So here we see this great creator God, the eternal God. He's the Father. The Father is not mentioned there, but it's included. The eternal Son, the eternal Spirit. And he had a plan. This great God had a plan that's called the eternal purpose. If you want to read more about it, you have to read Ephesians 3. Perhaps you will look at that at a later occasion. I'm not sure, but I mention that now. God's eternal purpose, that is a plan that's literally the plan of the ages. And here the ages. But when we come to the church, we see that the church is really above the ages. And God inserted the church into the ages, but that's connected with that eternal purpose. So God, the eternal God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, had this eternal plan. When did that start? It was a plan before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world, God had a plan for you and me. He saw us already in Christ, in the Beloved. He had this plan to have many sons brought to glory. Hebrews 2 explains that God wanted, and Hebrews 12, God wanted to bring many sons to glory. And that is what was fulfilled then here in the work of the cross. But the plan was there before the foundation of the world, before anything was there. And then we have these days. Maybe in the next session we'll talk about Ephesians 1 in more detail, but the point is now that all these days, they point toward the fulfillment in the millennium. It is the millennium. So a map like that we have here, a chart like that, is helpful, but a chart can never fully reflect what the Word of God teaches us. The Word of God is always greater than we can put into a chart or into a frame or to in a schedule. But it's helpful for us to understand that those 7 days reflect something. The seventh, and there is where I have disagreement with this map anyway, but we start with the first day. It gives light. And that is connected with the first dispensation, Adam and to Noah. So when God created Adam and Eve, they had a responsibility. What did God say to Adam? He put him in charge of the Garden of Eden. So in Genesis 1, you have an overview of those 6 days and then the seventh day of rest. And then in Genesis 2, you have more details about the relationship between God, the Creator, and Adam and Eve. Wonderful details. But also the responsibility that Adam had to keep that garden. That meant he was to maintain it, to work in it, to make it work, to cultivate it, but also to keep it. And there is where Adam failed, because when the serpent talked to Eve, you can read it in Genesis 3, she should have said, "There he is, go to my husband." But she started to argue with the serpent, and then the serpent is always smarter than we are. You can't fight the devil, he's always smarter than we are. And so she lost it. She was seduced by the serpent. And then the serpent used her to seduce her husband. That is what you have in Genesis 3. And in Genesis 3, what do we find there? God had a plan. You would say, it's all over. Adam failed, Eve failed. God's honor was affected by this disobedience. But then God showed that he had a plan. He was talking about the seed of the woman. Genesis 3:15. So God had already a plan, and that goes back to the eternal purpose. But in time, God had a plan to work things out so that what he initiated in Genesis 1 would be fulfilled in the millennium. All these elements that you have in Genesis 1 are going to be fulfilled in the millennium. That a man will rule this universe. Adam failed to be the right ruler, But the Lord Jesus, he will be the ruler of the universe, heaven and earth. He will be over heaven and earth. So where Adam failed, the Lord Jesus came in time. He died on the cross. We'll see that later. And in him, God's plans will be fulfilled. It is impossible that God's plans could be canceled because of man's failure and because of Satan's attacks. Satan will always attack, but God's plans will be fulfilled, no matter what. The second day, we have then heavenly influences. Some link it with this covenant from Noah to Abram. Let's say this. The initial promise in Genesis 3, the word promise is not used there, but God's plan in connection with the seed of the woman implied that the Messiah would come, I say the Messiah, even the old rabbis, way before the Lord Jesus came, they interpreted Genesis 3:15, this seed is the Messiah. It speaks of the God-man, that the woman would receive a seed who would be the God-man. And he would fight the devil. He would fight on the cross. He would overcome all the powers of the enemy. You can read it in Colossians 2 verse 15, that all the powers of the enemy were overcome by the Lord Jesus there on the cross. So in his death, he is the great victor.